Thank you for those songs, Shane. I like especially the last verse, the reminder, always be ready, because we don't know when the Master comes. And I also like the heart throb that while we're here, yet here, we try to walk the path that our Master Jesus walked, live like he lived. Thank you for those songs. Let's begin with prayer this evening. God, we turn our hearts to you, and we desire your presence and that your name would be glorified this evening as we report here to the church about Hands of Christ Ministries. Pray that your anointing could be on this evening and that you would receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, welcome all of you here, and just look forward to telling you through different parts of the evening what Hands of Christ events are like, how it's progressing. We treasure telling you, giving you this report, because this is something we do together, and many, many people have a part aside from those of us that help explain it here tonight. So we treasure telling you, giving you maybe a broader picture of it. I'll start by giving you an overview of the evening, what we have planned. We're going to start off with announcements. And then after that, the first main part will be pictures from the banquet evening, a week and a half ago, and highlights from it. And I will be doing that part. The second part will be day-to-day activities through the eyes of an intern by Kenneth Shank. Thirdly, Titus will interview some of the volunteers. A few of you get to share with the group here about your volunteering. And then he will also have a chance to share any other thoughts he has from the eyes of a team member. Next to lastly, Paul will have a report from his heart hitting on various high points that he wants to share with us. And then we want to give you time for questions. We want to make sure to tell you that there will be question time at the end, because if you know that as we go, you might think of some. You might make a mental note. Let's begin, though, with announcements. What announcements do you have this evening?
I guess this time is as good as any. For those of you who don't know, this Saturday I will be flying to New York, because I'm going to over to Asia on a vision mission trip under Global Tribes Outreach. It'll be under the vision it's a month over in Asia. The base is in Thailand. I will be going to China, I know that, and several other countries, I don't know which. I'll be doing Bible smuggling, prayer walking, hanging out in English corners, and ministering to underage people groups. Going with five other guys, I have no idea who they are, but I know it's going to be a really good time. So, if you think about me, please pray.
Thank you, Arlen. Rosine, you had your hand up?
Yes, I have some very special visitors here tonight. Sheldon and Allie Rivers from Northern Indiana. They were GCO member care while I was there, and also care director. And I claim them as a second set of parents. They're your friends of mine. And while I'm up anyway, I just want to thank you as a church for your prayers and support while I was gone, and also your support coming back. It means a lot. Some people tell me that it's okay to take my time, and I can just say that this is, I would want to go back to any other place. Thank you for that support.
Glad to have you back, Rosine, and welcome. Anyone else? David.
Assuming somebody closer to the family would make this announcement, but Lizzie Bender, wife of John Bender, going to Iowa, has passed away. She is a sister just younger than Barbara, Mrs. Allen Jewel. And I don't have details on the funeral, but I'm assuming somebody else has done it. Any she has spent her final time at Pleasant View Home. Assuming she was either
89
or
90
years old.
Okay. Larry.
We're planning to have a fellowship meal here on Sunday. I'm looking forward
fellowship meal on Sunday. Next Wednesday evening's topic will be Called to Know God by Nathan Yoder. What's that? Study of the Book of Hosea. Called to Know God. All right, we're going to dive right in. We have no illusions that we will be able to use up this time, so we're going to try to keep moving. And if at times we leave things out, that'll leave opportunity to clarify and question time or have others behind us clarify. So we want to move along. I am going to tell you some about the banquet evening. And I can just start out by saying it was a giant success. It was far exceeded my expectation. The turnout was good. Preparations were well done. Many people were blessed, and the name of God was exalted. What more can you ask for? Many thanks could be given. I will start with a few, and then we're going to go to picture time, and I'm sure more are in order there, and you'll see. The youth group was very instrumental in setup, tear down, serving, and child care. Maybe more. Oren and Joe oversaw the food, although I know that others helped in a large parts. I think Joe Yoder smoked meat, and I don't know who all else filled in the gaps because Oren's were gone that time prior to the actual event. So many thanks to all who helped there. One regret we had as we looked at this event was that not everybody could be invited to it. And so one of the things I hope that can happen with some pictures tonight is that you can feel a little bit of a part of it and understand a little what went on. Maybe another year can be different. We don't know. But we were sure thankful for all of everyone that contributed to make this year successful. All right, let's get right to the pictures, and I'll give some brief explanation as we go, although I'll let most of them go through with little, and then tell a little bit about some of the testimonies that individuals had that came that Hands of Christ has worked with. Let's have the lights as I get set up. Maybe as things fire up here, I can think of a few things to say. Certain individuals also, various ones, brought people to the event. We tried to seat people as much as we could with people that they were familiar with, either had worked for them or have relationship with them. Tried to set it up that way. And hang on here. Can't think and work at the same time. See if this is better. Let me shut down. I think you'll recognize it. Yeah, I think you should. Hello, people, like the cord fell out and stuff. Some reason that might affect it. I'm not sure how. Okay. Let's try again.
All right. This was just a picture later on in the banquet, but here you see the end of the work that was happening as things were put together, the finishing touches hanging up off the lights. Isn't it beautiful there how they've decorated and set things up, some straight tables, some round? Shalom Quartet serenaded us, and more than that, inspired us. They were practicing there as we got ready. Candles need to be lit to make things appropriately pretty and set the right atmosphere. Salads that were waiting for us as we sat down are being prepared as well. There's some of the decorations handcrafted in America. Children running around as things get ready. More candles. Can't have too much, right, ladies? Whoa. Serious concentration. Now you see the salads being placed there. Getting closer to startup time. People are starting to arrive. And those that are more eloquent than others, like Benji, get to visit. It's neat when he uses that gift, isn't it? This is Ron and... let me look, get the right name. Darla Fisher, back up here. Ron is the Director of Operations of Interfaith Housing. And we have enjoyed interacting with him, working together in ways that I think have helped both of our ministries. So we're glad to have them there. I don't know everybody that's there, but Matthew's keeping an eye on Arlen, who was kind enough to take all these pictures for us. Aaron, my bad, sorry. I will get those brothers straight someday. Yes, Aaron, and Aaron did a very nice job. Michael has been a faithful volunteer for Hands of Christ. You see him there. Paul's at the front making some introductory comments, welcoming people to an evening of friendship. Visiting. Food is being set now. It was very good. Heard many appreciative comments. Eldo, who sang for us, is wondering why he needs to be on these pictures. And Gonzalez sitting there, and we will talk about her some more a little later. Whoop, Nathan serving faithfully. Pies for dessert. Wonderful way to end it. Some people like coffee. That might not be me. That's okay. Again, all the hands that pitched in and made this possible was really a blessing. And the singing was awesome. One quote was, "I thought the angels were singing." It really was excellent. Now, let me pause it here and back up one. This lady's name is Sandy Bennett. The first contact that she had or made to Hands of Christ was a request to be taken to Kansas City to a doctor's appointment. Melvin and Fanny, as well as Paul, took her there, and as she's sharing with the group there that night, she... said that they laughed all the way to KC and back. So she had a very good time, obviously. And that was only the beginning. Since then, Anya, Christy, and Carrie had developed a friendship with her, and I didn't verify this with anybody, but I think she said that they're my little angels. I know she appreciates them very much. And we are glad to see that these contacts can go from hands-on to friendship and relationship. Again, her name is Sandy Bennett. I will tell things that I remember, and then I do invite Paul or anyone else as the evening continues to fill in any more on the story. She resides at Golden Plains at the present time. There they are. This lady's name is Irma Harris. Highlights from her testimony that I remembered was, I think she actually said it after the event then, but she was the one that said, I thought angels were singing. And it was easy to see that she was really enjoying the singing. She said that she didn't know where she was going to go to get help, and that was a major load on her, but now she has that load removed with the Hands of Christ contact. A lot of numerous ones mentioned that. Martha Marshall is here and talked next. We're not quite sure it was her, but one of these ladies, as Paul stood up, said, Mr. Yoder, you may as well sit down. I'm going to be talking a while. And it tickled me, of course. The other thing that I found very interesting was the respect they had for Paul. Numerous ones called him by Mr. Yoder, not his first name as I know him. But Martha Marshall said that for years her husband volunteered to help others, but now life is changing, and now they're the ones needing help. And she was concerned about that as well, but feels cared for now by Hands of Christ in this stage. Her husband passed away several weeks ago. This is Ann Gonzalez, and I think she was our first contact. I don't remember all of the projects that have been done for her, because there have been a number, but the one that stood out to me was her story of when the youth group on the summer mission trip painted her house. She said her house had always been blue, and when she came home that night after it had been painted, she drove right past it. Yeah, I guess it's now a yellowish color, as best I know. I haven't seen it myself. And she said that her grandchild calls it the banana house and loves to go there. Ann has been has a lot of friends and in our group here. I'm sure they could tell you who they are. There's one of them. This is Becky Hughes. She is the director of Open Door Pregnancy Care Center. What stuck out to me about her testimony was that she said when she doesn't know who else to call, she calls Mr. Yoder. And I think that that's a fairly good representation of what Hands of Christ has become in Hutchinson with some of these other organizations. There are just a lot of things that don't fit for a particular organization's ministry. But since they are a faith-based ministry, they get questions for other things. And I think Hands of Christ, while we have particular goals of practical service, service and then discipleship as well, but while we have specifics, we also don't hem ourselves in too tight to say we can't help this person in this way either. She has also been helped personally, and she expressed great appreciation for Hands of Christ. Mary Stafford works with Head Start, and I can tell you she can tell you stories. And she did. She told a lot of stories, and a couple of them really stuck out again. On the youth mission trip once again, some ladies cleaned up behind their property along Cow Creek, although she couldn't remember if that was Cow Creek or the Arkansas River. That was amazing to start with. But the best part was she said, these young ladies, they can get more done in a dress than most men in coveralls. And she said, not only that, this is not a fun job down there cleaning up trash and stuff. And they were singing. So there was some obvious good there. I also think she was the one that said that Edith must be the closest thing to a saint there is. And I thought that was a testimony to Edith's humble servant heart. This lady is Sandra White. Her first contact, the first thing done for her was fall cleanup. And she thought there must have been at least 75 people there. She was wrong, but there were probably a lot in her eyes, and probably never as many people had come to help her that she didn't know in her life, I would estimate. Since that time, some fence has been replaced and some fence has been repaired for her. She has paid for the materials, and we provided the labor, as is standard practice with our ministry, as much as possible. And Emily, I'm not sure, I think Emily was there at the first fall cleanup, if I'm not mistaken. But she's developed a special friendship with Sandra and can stop by anytime she wishes, I believe. It was also interesting how she pinpointed Michael and how he was having trouble sleeping. I never did know whether he was actually sleeping or not, but I did get a good chuckle out of it. I guess you'll have to watch the pictures and see if Aaron caught it. All right. Paul then continued with the program, and we sang a song together with Shalom. In the meantime, children were being babysat. It looks like one's about to fall off, but they were still doing a good job, I'm sure. Clapping was commonplace because there was much appreciation shown for everybody who shared. Arlen and Johnny did an excellent job of telling the story of the boy who ran a race. He fell 3 times, each time wondering whether he could or wondering whether he should and or wanting to quit. Each time he did get up and finish the race, to the largest applause. And the moral being, or the lesson learned being, it isn't whether you win the race that's important, but it's whether you get up when you fall. I think a message that applies to all of us. Did I mention they did a great job? Paul's children sang a song. I didn't double check this. I think it's called The Touch of the Master's Hand, and did a nice job on that as well. We thank them. This is the team members, and these are the team members. I forgot to mention that I was going to from the start. Lyle actually, term is ended at the end of 2012. We were in process of a replacement for him, and Titus and I also serve. Paul is, of course, our coordinator and works hard day to day. Nathan Yoder is the treasurer, and there was something else I was going to say. Oh, our intern, Kenneth, has been with us 5 weeks and has been a great blessing to many of the contacts as well as to Paul. So we thank him for that. More pictures as the evening closed out. Friends made or so. And as you left, you saw the other direction, and there you see Benji as he's about to leave. Okay, let's have the lights. I could keep talking about it, but I'm going to stop and let others fill in anything that they want to. It was a blessing, So at this time, Titus will be interviewing some volunteers. Whoops, my bad. Kenneth. Kenneth's first. Life through the eyes of an intern.
Good evening. They asked me to share a little bit day to day. And obviously it's through the eyes of an intern since I'm the one talking. But I think the goal was to give you a little bit of a window into Paul's life. So I wasn't quite sure what the best way is to go about this. So what I'm basically going to do is run through all of my 5 weeks, roughly a half a day at a time. And so I'll be saying things like, we spent the afternoon visiting people. And that doesn't really do justice to what we did, because most times that means 3 to 6 visits, and all of those unique and have their own blessings and challenges. And so started out exactly 5 weeks ago today. The day before I started, Paul called me and warned me that we were going to be helping a lady move on Thursday. And he wanted me to be in charge of that. So I was working on getting things together for that. But I was going to spend most of the day entering names and information from the files into the database. The lady called us on Wednesday and said she wasn't going to be able to get everything packed. So we dropped what we were doing. We helped her pack on Wednesday and then helped her move on Thursday. Friday, I spent the day entering names and information into the database on the computer. Second week on Monday, we took the morning off, spent the time rejuvenating and preparing for the week, and that's what we did most Monday mornings. The afternoon, we went and visited a number of people. Tuesday, I went to CASP orientation in the morning, and then worked on the invitations for the friendship evening in the afternoon. Wednesday, I spent the entire day working on the invitations. Thursday, we went around and planned projects for my time here. Went and visited people, scheduled things, figured out what it needed, how much help we needed. And then I had the afternoon off to do some reading and studying that Paul had for me. Friday, we had a work project. Craig and a couple others helped. We cleaned up some trees around the house. There's a picture of the house on the on the bulletin board, actually. We tore off a porch roof. I think that's what the picture is. The next week, Monday was pretty much a repeat of the Monday before. We rested in the morning, and then visitation in the afternoon. Tuesday, I spent the forenoon working on a mower for Hands of Christ, trying to get it running. And in the afternoon, Chris and Stephen Wagler helped me trim up some bushes around the house. Wednesday, we started on wheelchair ramp. Sam D was in charge of that project. And Paul and I had a Bible study with Frank Cornick. He's been coming to church some. We had a Bible study with him in the evening. Thursday, and we spent the entire day Thursday on the ramp and then part of Friday on the ramp, and did some visitation Friday afternoon. The next week, Monday, we did some visitation and project planning. And Tuesday, Stephen Wagler was helping me a fair amount the first couple weeks. It was between, he has a month or two off at the beginning of the year. And so it was between his job and going to Haiti to help build there. And so he was basically on call, which was a real blessing. So he helped me. We went around to three places, cleaned up brush, and then sealed off a garage. And then in the evening, Paul and I again had a Bible study with Frank. Wednesday, we went and sturdied up the fence. Sandra White. You saw a picture of her. She gave a testimony. We sturdied her fence up a little bit, and she served us lunch and talked to us for a long time, and then remembered that she had a window that she's always wanted to get cleaned, and so we cleaned a window for her yet before we left. Thursday and Friday of that week, Paul told me that he was going to send me out on my own, and I was supposed to find things to do. And luckily, so I was kind of I was supposed to get a certain number of hours in for my internship at Faith Builders. And so with the weekend activities, the Sunday night thing, then I didn't have to fill those days completely, which was helpful. But Thursday, I spent the morning at a coffee shop doing some more reading and studying. And then I visited the soup kitchen and dropped in, visited several of the contacts that I had worked with the most. Friday, I worked on the mower and then spent some time reading again. Saturday, we had a prayer meeting here. Sunday, we had the friendship evening at Word of Life. The next Monday, which would have been last week, then we tore out a tub. There's pictures of that on the bulletin board. Ollie and I were working on that. And so we started the project on Monday. And in the middle of the day, Paul and I had to run and check out a few other projects, make some plans for those. And then Tuesday was a little bit of a slower day. I had the morning off, but then I took boxes out to a family that we were planning to move on Thursday so they could start packing. And we had Scott, one of our contacts, had a birthday, and so Paul and I took him out for lunch. Thursday morning, then Paul and I went to a poverty simulation done by Vision of Hope, and I think I found out about that Wednesday afternoon. So a lot of these things were about 1 or 2 days notice, and I think that's because Paul found out about a day or two in advance. So that's one of the name of the game is flexibility. So went to a poverty simulation in the morning, and went back and worked on the shower project. We were tearing out a tub and replacing it with a shower because the lady couldn't get into the tub anymore. And then Paul came and replaced me so that I could help with the moving in the evening. It was a kids club connection, and so it was mostly kids club staff helping her move. Friday, Thursday afternoon, Paul warned me that one of us was probably going to need to take a couple to Emporia for a visitation on Friday. So I ended up going to Emporia with the couple and bringing them back. We also found out about the same time that they needed to move on Monday. And so I took boxes out to them on Saturday so they could start packing, and then we spent the day Monday helping them move. Then this week, so obviously Monday we helped the couple move. Tuesday, I went to the coffee shop to do some book work, do some reading, catch up. And one of my friends was there that I don't know very well. And this is an interesting, I had been praying that I would have an opportunity while I'm home to connect with him. And I walk in and there he is. And so we ended up chatting and talking for a couple hours. And I didn't get any of my book work done. And I didn't care. but I think that's one of the things that Paul does a lot. He gets a phone call, does a visit, and then the things that he had planned don't get done. And anyway, so I guess I got to experience that. And then Tuesday afternoon, Craig and Chris helped us clean up a yard. I think the youth group had done some cleanup there before. And so we were just doing a little more cleanup. And then this evening, today I had most of the day off, got my book work done that I was going to do yesterday. And then we had a Bible study with Frank in the evening. The big thing that I see as I look back over it is that, like I said, flexibility is important. Things come up, like helping pack for the first week. We weren't planning to help pack, and then suddenly we had to. Things like that. So if you want to know what Paul is doing tomorrow, ask him tomorrow evening.
Thank you, Kenneth, for sharing that, and we'd welcome you back any time, because Paul's going to have to grow another set of arms or legs to keep up with everything, right? So with all the work you did, thank you. We appreciate that. So, and sometimes in our team meetings, Paul shares a little bit about what he's done in the past week or even just the day before, and I claim to be a hardworking person myself, but to really follow what Paul does in town some days on all the different visits and phone calls, and he really does work very hard for you, the church, in the hands of Christ's ministry. And our phone plan's what, up to like 2,000 minutes or something, is that right? something like that, about 2,000 minutes. So even though he might not be physically out assisting people, there's a lot of phone time and conversations and whatever goes with it. So tonight I get to do the fun part. I get to interview some of our volunteers. And there's about 12 or 13 people in Hutchison area right now assisting either therapy, visitation, or some act of service from Hands of Christ on a regular basis. So there's 12 or 13 people having their needs met in Hutchison through Hands of Christ on a weekly or monthly basis. So, and there's doctor visits. We got people that take other people to see their doctor, or there's massage. There's some lady that needs therapy. There's all different avenues of that. So tonight we've asked a couple different volunteers to see if we can interview them and talk about what part of Hands of Christ they help with. So the first people I have up for the interview is Matt and Andrea. Are you here? Sure, we can do that. Hands of Christ is good at adapting. Okay, so we'll go to, how about Anya and Carrie? Would you mind coming up for a minute? Okay, first question, tell me about the person that you're visiting or how you came in contact with them. Go ahead, Carrie.
Okay. Well, our youth group was supposed to do give our testimony to somebody, and we right away thought that we should call Paul and ask him if he has anybody that we could give our testimony to, and he right away thought of Sandra Bennett. And so we started going to her. We went one Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, and have been going some afternoons since then.
Okay. Is there another person that goes along too to visit?
Oh, yes. Christy Miller goes along with us too.
Okay. Maybe, Anya, do you want to talk a little bit about how has it made an impact on you personally to visit this lady that you're visiting?
Yeah, it has. I think one of the things that has been the most challenging for me is to see how few friends she really has. And I guess seeing how much she values our friendship because of how few outside of Golden Plains friends that she has.
Okay, would you say your relationship from when you first went till now has improved greatly, or?
Yeah, I think it has. It started off well because we gave our personal testimonies, which started us off on, I think, a deeper level than it could have. And so it feels like it has progressed. We've found that we have a lot of common interests. She's very artistic, and so we love to talk about that. And I think we know each other a lot better now than we used to.
Okay, and I have a question for you both. What would inspire you to, what inspired you to volunteer for Hands of Christ ministry, or just for any ministry in particular?
Well, first of all, it was probably out of obligation, to be very honest, because we had to give our testimony to someone, and so we thought this would be an easy route. But since then, it has definitely been because we wanted to. We didn't have to keep on. And I think probably it's been seeing how hungry she is for friendship. And also, she's a Christian. But I think it's our hope that she would come to know Jesus even more on a daily basis. And so I think we're hoping that through our friendship, she can see more of how Jesus is close to her.
Anything to add?
Well, it's given me a new appreciation for the family I have. She often talks to us about her struggles with not having children like her children so reject her, and she's not able to see her grandchildren, and that's been really hard on her.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for sharing that tonight. I appreciate that. Okay, next we're going to have Sam, Greg, and Chris come up here, if you could, please. And we're going to be talking, what Carrie and Anya were talking about was more of a visitation service, and the three gentlemen I have coming up here now is more of the practical, just the service-oriented style of work they do. So, so you've all done different projects for Hands of Christ. I kind of want you to pick out one project that you remember in particular that you did for Hands of Christ. Go ahead.
All right. I suppose the one, well, the most recent one was the one Kenneth mentioned, where we helped a family clean up, outdoor cleanup. And this one was a little interesting because there was a lot of inorganic matter that also kind of needed to be taken care of. And so that was kind of the distinguishing feature. But it, like it often is, it was fun to get to know those people a little bit. And I think that's, one of the fun parts.
The first project that comes to my mind was enlarging a bathroom for our lady. She was pretty well crippled and she needed to have a larger bathroom. So we helped take out a wall and rebuild that. It took some floor repairing and the wall and then sheetrock and just helped finish that project.
Okay.
Well, the one that probably most stands out is Sandra White, I think was her name. First we cleaned up, and then later we put in a fence. And her gratitude. And I said, it's good that Paul didn't take a picture of me when she gave me a hug. And that her gratefulness meant a lot to me.
Okay. Thanks for those. What are some of the most meaningful, have you had any chance to interact with the people you're working for? And just tell us a little bit, maybe you can take one or two that you remember of interacting with the people you were building, doing decks or bathrooms or fences or whatever.
Yes, it's been a pleasure to work with Sam. He kind of led out putting in wheelchair ramps. And I'm just grateful I'm on the other end, not needing it, but that I can help in this way. And I enjoy working with Paul. He's a good leader to lead us out. And I will say, as far as names, I really struggle with that. I always have. And with more birthdays, it doesn't get any better.
Well, I would say there's varied responses. Some are very grateful for what you do for them, and wouldn't for anything hurt you for things that you may not have done exactly the way they wanted. And others then kind of have the idea that you owe it to them. The public owes to them, and you don't feel that much. But I think my response to that is, well, we're doing it not for our own benefit, but for the cause of Christ.
This wasn't a cleanup project, but there was an elderly gentleman that Paul and I went to visit at Good Samaritan. And later I went by myself to visit him. And I just kind of felt like, I guess the right thing to do would be to read John 17 to him, or part of it. And so I got his permission to read to him, and I don't know that he really professed to be a Christian. I'm not sure. I think he went to church occasionally. And so I chatted with him, and and read some scripture, and that was the last time I got to see him, because he passed away then. So that's something that's more meaningful to me.
Okay, I've got one more question for you all three. What inspires you to volunteer? And maybe there's somebody out here that would like to volunteer for Hands of Christ, and you know, doesn't really know if they're qualified or if they should, or you know, just they need maybe need a little bitty push. So what would you say to them, or what inspired you to volunteer for Hands of Christ?
Well, I think it's what Christ calls us to, is to share His goodness with other people. So that's part of my reason for doing it, I guess. And also, I like it just because it's fun. It's something different to do, kind of breaks up the work week, and I also get to work with good guys like these.
Well, I think my impulse is that we're trying to put shoe leather to our faith. Mm-hmm. And then I've also really appreciated being able to work with others from our church and get them to know better. I think this is part of the reason.
And you've led quite a few of the younger guys on some projects, right?
We've had some good young people working for us.
And that's kind of neat, how the older people are out there teaching the younger people. Maybe they never build a deck before, or you know, remodel. And this we're learning a trade at the same time. So that's really, really encouraging to me. Go ahead.
Well, I like to be doing something, and this is a privilege to do this, and a blessing to be able to be on this end. I've been on the other end too, so we need to be grateful. I just had to think of here you as a church and our ministers, all they do for them. What can I do is show my appreciation? Isn't it follow what they teach? We want to put it like Sam to shoe leather.
All right, thank you. Thanks for sharing and thanks for volunteering. All right, we have, is Matt and Andrew, are they ready? Or? All right. We have Matt and Andrew here. Thanks for volunteering. Tell us a little bit about who you have a visitation for.
Yeah, we started out visiting Josephine, yes. She's an older lady who lives in South Hutch, I imagine somewhere around in her 70s, something like that. And I think we first visited her about maybe 6 months ago, something like that. That's right, yes. Andrea reminds me that the youth cleaned her house a while ago, and so that's how Andrea first met her, and so that's how we got started. And since then, we've visited her probably 5 times or so, and she's a very talkative lady and full of life despite her frail body. And so, yeah, that's how we got started.
Okay. Is it something fun for you and Andrew to do together, to go out and visit her as a couple? Or?
Yes, it's maybe fun isn't quite the right word, but it's... It challenges us, and like others have said, it's a way for us to live out our faith, and it has drawn us closer as a couple, having more of something that we do together, something, I guess I'm not quite sure how to say it, but a goal, maybe.
Andrew, do you want to talk about when you go to visit her, like what activities do you do, or do you just visit basically, or do you have Bible studies, or what?
Well, we mostly sit and listen to her talk and try to interject comments here and there. She's a really lonely old lady, so a lot of it is just visiting. We took her Christmas basket and poinsettias for Christmas, and she just really enjoys having someone to talk and listen to her stories. And we kind of try to direct the conversation a little bit toward, you know, talk about God or her past and stuff. And at first, it was kind of a challenge because she smokes, and the house is very smoky. So at first, it was really rough for me, it was kind of, we decided that's something that we can do instead of focusing on some of those negative things, just focus on her loneliness. And then when we visited her just before Christmas, it was just a week or so before Jamie was born, she said something about how Christmas is about sharing friendship. It's not about the gifts and stuff. And that really kind of encouraged us because sometimes we weren't quite sure, was it doing any good? Just, you know, being there. So, yeah.
Okay, thanks for sharing that, and we appreciate your service, so thank you. I have one or two things yet before I wrap up. Being on the Hands of Christ board, I thought I kind of knew what it meant to be on a board like that, but until you're actually serving and you're, you know, some months we try to help Paul make some decisions that aren't easy, especially, or they might not be here or there, but we just trust God with a lot of our decisions that we make for Hands of Christ. And God's blessed us, Hands of Christ, in so many ways and led in ways that sometimes I didn't think would be possible, but did. And one of the things that Hands of Christ board is extremely grateful for is the funding that the church has been doing. We're on a regular scheduled offering, and we really appreciate that. Makes our job a lot easier if we don't have to, back when they had a couple of offerings a year versus now is a night and day difference. So we really appreciate the offerings that you give. And I had volunteers up here tonight. Some of you might not volunteer, but you do volunteer in the collection plate so that our ministry can function on a daily basis. So we really appreciate it. That's all I have.
Paul at this time will come and share with us. Come in.
Good evening. I'll try to keep it as short as possible. And my purpose this evening is not to give a report per se, but we're in this together. And so I'd just like to share a little bit things that are on my heart. As the volunteers were answering the questions, I think all of you know what it means that when you go to someone and share your heart and you try to listen. I can identify with Andrea and Matthew. About almost every time that we go there, I fight with drowsiness, and I think it's simply the nicotine. And so, it takes a lot of energy, and that's what I think I would really like to encourage you. And I was encouraged by what Sam said and what Matthew and Andrea said. You know, this is not a human thing. We are serving in the name of Christ, depending on Christ to bring the fruit. Because we know if we do it on a human level, just like all of you have experienced, it's not going to bear fruit to eternity. And so we Americans, it's human nature that we see something happening as a result of this, you know. But sometimes we won't. And Jesus didn't say, serve as long as you see evidence. He did. He just said, feed the hungry, preach the gospel. Freely you have received, freely give. And that's the encouraging thing. And I'd just like to share a few things how God has worked in our hearts. There's a few of us from here attending the Perspective course out on South Hutch that has really spoken to our hearts. And one thing that has spoken to us is, again, to see God's heart for all the people. And as I think of that, you know, that picture in Revelation 7, people from all tongues and tribes and people, nations, praising God before the Lamb. And I think of what our mission statement is to make disciples. And we want to add to that throne, don't we? And we know we can't do it ourselves. But we want to be a part of the people who are willing hands and feet and mouths to advance the kingdom of Christ. We have a glorious privilege to present the gospel of our Lord to them, that they can experience cleansing and be filled with the Spirit of God and give glory and honor to the Lord. So this is God's work. And it's God's work working through all of us together to build his kingdom. Therefore, we do feel very accountable to you. We're working for you. We're representing you in town. And we want to be transparent before you. Always open for your suggestions, your concerns. And I know sometimes at the end of the day, what I do with all these problems, you know? But then, you know, the Lord says, I don't have to carry them. Give it to him. And that's such a blessing. That we don't give it to him, and knowing and being able to share it with others who care. So God's heart for all people, God has spoken to us in that way. And also the principle that Jesus showed of emptying himself of all the privileges that was due him. And you know, when he came down on earth, he touched the untouchables. He healed the lepers. He laid hands on them. He ate with the sinners. He didn't become sinful. But he identified with them. He identified with their rubbish. And he gave his life for them. And the other day, for the first time, I felt, I don't know if it's the first time, but the other day, I somehow felt a little bit of maybe what that feels like to go on the other side of the fence. We helped this couple move. What Kenna didn't say is, well, they had to move on Monday. And they were evicted. And so at 1 o'clock, the police pulled up. The representative from the homeowner pulled up. And we're supposed to be out of the house at 1, and we weren't. So they gave us grace, 2 hours grace, to get out of there. And so while the police and the representative were chatting and laughing and looking at us, we were scurrying up and down as hard as we could go. And all at once said, hey, this feels a little different to be on this side. And it was a really good experience. It was not bad, but... And then I see how people respond, a call to Oren, and they helped us make the deadline. But it was a picture to me of how a little picture, a parable of the grace of our Lord, just on a real small scale. You know, the law said, you didn't pay your rent, you got to get out, right? True, that's the law. That's where we all were. The law said, the soul that sinneth shall die. We couldn't pay our rent. We can't pay it. Impossible. We can't pay for all the debt of sin we piled up. Then Jesus said, I paid it all. Isn't that wonderful? And I praise the Lord for that little lesson. And then the other principle that has become very precious is the principle of the absolute necessity of, by the grace of God, devotion and love for God. Brother Chambers helps me on that. He says, the mainspring of Paul's service is not love for men, but love for Jesus Christ. If we are only devoted to the cause of humanity, and I can testify to this, we shall soon be crushed and brokenhearted. For we shall often meet with more ingratitude from men than we would from a dog. But if our motive is to God, no ingratitude can hinder us from serving our fellow man. And I don't always attain to that, but that is the mainstay. And Kenneth, I don't know, maybe after several days, he said, you know, I just need a little more time for rejuvenation with Christ. And I said, praise the Lord. He got the message. You know, he's seeing how dependent we are on our Lord. I would like to, you know, all of you are part of this work. And we honor the Lord in the first place for the way he has led. And so we've heard it before. We, you know, some, you give, you pray, you encourage, you volunteer. So I like if you just all stand up. Shall we pray? Dear Father, I want to bless you and thank you for this wonderful group of volunteers. Thank you for the privilege of being identified with these people. And we want to honor you in the first place because you've given yourself for us. You've paid the ransom. You've paid the rent. You've bought us. You've cleansed us. You live in our hearts. Freely we have received, and freely we want to give. So would you bless each one here, whether noticed or unnoticed, with your blessing. Would you please, Lord, reward them, encourage them wherever they are. In your own good way, we give you glory and thanks because you are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. I just would like to recognize several, and I know it's always a risk at doing that because you're liable to overlook someone, and I know we're not in here to be recognized, but it helps to give you an idea of what's going on, and there's lots of you who are doing just as important things otherwise, we know that, but I think it can help, but the team, I am so thankful for. I've always felt very relaxed. They've given good counsel. We've been able to laugh and discuss and push each other's buttons, but it's been a real delight, and I really appreciate them. And Kenneth, I just want to say from the start, we couldn't have had this friendship banquet if he wouldn't have come. So I just am very grateful to him for that. And it was kind of an experiment for us. How does this work, to work with another young person? And it was really, you know, I always felt comfortable with him. He was willing to cooperate, take responsibility, but also never felt any resistance to authority, and I just really do appreciate it. And then I have the faithful core, I call them, and I don't know what to do without them. Edith, hey, we're running in trouble getting this stuff in the kitchen packed in out here. Could you come out and help us? Two times the past month. Nathan, how about downloading these pictures and printing them out to get them ready for the bulletin board. Sam, can you check about building a ramp? And William, he was supposed to be up here too, and I see him sitting back there now. But. So William, Susan's drain is plugged. Could you please, Susan's drain is plugged. Could you please check that out? I think he cleaned out two drains in 1 week. And Ollie, how about checking Sandra's leak? Chris, are you free to haul a load of trash? He has done that often, many times on the spur of the moment. Orin, he's the one I call if I need a young person yet to help. And the other day, we were in a pinch without moving, and in 45 minutes, they were there, he and Stephen. And Michael Hirschberg is another one, to check out the roofs and to cut off the lens. Now, I think I'm allowed to say this. One time we gave him an address on East 8th. I think we did. He said he didn't find anything wrong with the roof. We found out later he was on West 8th. We've also been privileged to have help from other groups, not from this church, like Nick Egley, electrician, David Wagler's son-in-law. Patricia Miller has helped us. Stephen Wagler, Eli Yoder has especially given a lot of advice for painting and so forth. And so we've got a mower and I think we have a storage barn available in town to use for storage, and I think we're going to have a trailer. So gradually Hands of Christ is getting a few tools, and we appreciate that a lot. Now, I made a list, and I don't quite know how to handle it, but they said here that about 12 people are receiving services. And I think I will take the time of just telling the volunteers who are involved with some type of ongoing project, not project, but visiting consistently or therapy and so forth. It's like Joe and Marilyn visit an elderly lady. Now they're helping to get her ready to move. And several ladies were there yesterday to help pack. Lowell and Arlene and Matthew and Andrea have both interacted with Angie Taylor. Lowell and Arlene, we're going to talk about that this evening too. And I think I may say this. Matthew and Andrea gave their car for her to use for a good while. Has a lot of health problems, a lot of needs in that in her life. And Matthew and Andrea have been visiting this older lady. Betty has been visiting an older lady for a good while, a cheerful lady that we mowed for. William Hirschberger takes a man to chemo. Is it every week or every other week?
Every other week.
Perry and Judith visit a 94-year-old lady regularly. Craig almost volunteers a half a day a week with whatever we have, just faithfully is available. Patricia Miller, I'm not sure she's doing anything now, but she helped with two different people. Heidi, I've got about five people here that she was involved with others. And probably trying to establish a relationship with Ann Gonzalez. And a lot of these things that you're doing are people that was started by a therapist, occupational therapist. And so this therapist started doing therapy, but Medicare would only pay for so long. And then she said, hey, but they need it longer. So she called Hands of Christ, said, do you have a volunteer that could take it from here? So we got a lot of referrals, and a lot of good relationships have come from that. Regretfully, she no longer works for the organization that she did. Like Uni, I think she has... Three times a week, she and Heidi, they alternate for Linda Williams, have done it for a number of months. I don't know, is it almost a year? I'm not sure. And I think that personally, young people doing that behind the scenes consistently, that develops a discipline, sense of responsibility that can help prepare you greatly for life later, whether it's in service or at home. Louise also sits with an older lady, changed with Emily Utsi, and also helps bathe a lady. Emily is fostering a close relationship with Sandra and works with Louise with another lady. And then Sharon Mast and Cindy Miller, Dwight's Cindy, every Monday evening, I think, they go out to and help take care of Spanish-speaking children so their parents can learn English. And so that's a blessing, too. And then as we heard, Anya, Christy, and Carrie are serving Sandy Bennett. So that just gives an idea. And we have about six people who are receiving Bible study or should be receiving Bible study. So the opportunities, the needs are great. My time is up. I think I will take the time. Yeah, what about the future? And I'd like to just simply share some of my frustrations. Not frustration, that's not the right word. Challenges. So with it, there's different things that need to be taken care of. And I love doing it. I want you to know that. And we depend on the Lord's leading. We try to depend on that. Sometimes we forget to see what His will is for that day, without losing sight of the big goal. But one of the things that you can really pray for is how to hand off relationships to someone else. So the way these relationships come is if we do service for them. And then if some people you sense are open for further, and then you start visiting, and the relationship is built, and then you want to take one of you and bring you in with that person. When and how to do that is not always easy. Communicating with you, we haven't done well with that at all. Prayer updates, it's just fallen through the cracks. And I want to do better because I feel it's so important that you come along with us as we serve the Hutchinson community. And so that leads us to what thinking and praying about the future. So what about adding a part-time volunteer young brother on the team? We had a positive experience with Kenneth, so should we look at that? There's would be plenty of opportunities for a part-time, do you call her a deaconess? A lady to visit people and pursue relationships, you know, where it's not appropriate for a for me or a man to go alone, so we go together, but it would be so much easier if a lady could go alone. The Bible study opportunities. Two single ladies would need someone now, but remember, it's not easy, and it takes time, and it takes commitment. So before a person volunteers, make sure you remember, it's better not to volunteer than to volunteer and not be able to follow through. We also desire to continue cooperation with the ministry of RISE, the Kids Club. I'd just like to give you one illustration of how that's worked out, how God arranges those things. We say, well, can we work together? Yes, Lord leads us together. So Frank, who is coming regularly, his daughters come to Kids Club. And so he had financial problems. They had financial problems. So Angela called Hands of Christ. Out of that has come this relationship with Frank. So we've been meeting weekly with him for Bible study. Last Sunday morning, I think it was Craig and Danny, met his stepson at Bob Johnson Detention Center. Three different contacts with this congregation. That's something you don't plan. The Lord leads. And that's why when we
when we, so if we help somebody and they have small children, we of course try to encourage them to the kids club. And then if there is a follow-up, whatever there is, that we communicate regularly, because we're not in competition. We're here to build each other up and to bring people to the kingdom and to have them learn and grow in Christ. We'd also like to have more regular prayer meetings. You know, in especially with concerns for praying for the city of Hutchinson. And I always hesitated to do that because there's so many things to do already. But praying for the work of Hands of Christ, for the prayer for Rise Ministry, that His kingdom will come, His name will be made holy in this area, in this community. But we're thinking of some possibilities, but nothing is sure. So we just praise the Lord for His goodness. And I just praise the Lord for being allowed to work for you, under you, and serve the Hutchinson community in this way. And most of all, we want our Lord to be glorified and honored and His kingdom build up. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. I learned things sitting here. It's just a lot goes on, a network builds, and hopefully God's glory spreads in every one of those relationships. One thing I forgot to tell you about Sandra White that I just thought of really in the last few minute moments here, how God's love just reaches out. She had a friend in New Jersey who was hit by the hurricane. Staten Island, hit badly. And her friend became extremely discouraged because volunteers, maybe well-meaning, we don't know, came in and tore things out of the house that worked, took things that were valuable because she couldn't keep track of everything while this was all happening. And so she became very discouraged and cynical, really, of any help. And Paul heard about this through Sandra. Paul called Josh Nisley in New York City and said, is there any way someone could go talk with this lady? He got in contact with an MDS rep who went to her door. And she by now is very nervous of anybody coming to her door. And he says, do you know Sandra White? Why, yes. And the walls started coming down. And so God's love can just spread and reach people. And I just think it's a beautiful story of how if we honor, if we answer, if we follow the lead of the Holy Spirit, that great things can happen. It's your time. And it's past time to give it your time. What questions do you have? Any of us here will try to answer as best we know how. Who would have a question? David. Yeah, I think CASP works very closely with Interfaith, and Interfaith, some of their programs have also worked well with us where there was a mutual benefit. So there's some shared vision with that organization and blessing there. Anyone have another question? We do have a surprise for you, by the way, although it's not as much a surprise now as maybe before you came. But we want to feed you some ice cream afterward. And so I recognize I'm not going to tarry long because it's easy for you to ask us questions as we continue fellowship later too. We do really want to hear from you if you have concerns or visions, insights, dreams, any of those to share with us. Anyone have another question? All right. I think we're going to close then. We're not going to make up questions. Let's pray as we close and go from here. God, we are grateful to you who gives us the very strength to be here tonight, who has, through Jesus Christ, redeemed us and made fellowship with you possible again. And God, many times, or sometimes, we become discouraged, whether it's for whatever reason it is. But I'm reminded tonight that your love will always be there. Your sacrifice on the cross is there for us. And, you know, God, you don't give up on us. You lift us up, you pick us up. God, when we fall, help us to rise and finish the race. And as we live on this earth, I pray that you could use our hands and our feet and our mouths as your instruments. And we could impact those around us with your love and with your grace, that they could see you, that your name could be glorified and your kingdom enlarged. We ask these things in the name of Christ. Amen. Give us 5 minutes. We're going to get some ice cream up, and then we hope to see you heading out the back and over towards the fellowship area. And so thank you for your attention.